All right.
And David, I'm a certified credit pro specialist here at the Credit Pros. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Gia Jackson.
Miss Gia, as you can see, the partner is on the line with us. So let me just quickly introduce both of us, okay?
Okay.
Hi, partner. This is John from Cheap Rentals, agent ID 378. I have Miss Gia Jackson on the line with me. She is really interested in our program. We are actually trying to help her find a place. I'm already working on some available listings for her. Now she needs your help to get qualified and move to the place ASAP by improving her credit score. Could you please assist her in that?
I'll be glad to assist her on that. Go ahead and transfer over.
Good. Gia, now you can talk to the partner specialist. He'll be assisting you further, and I'll send you the listings within 30 to 40 minutes, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for your help. Have a great day.
You too. Now you guys can talk.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello?
Gia Jackson?
Yes, sir. I'm a little sick, but I'm here. How are you?
My name is David. I'm a certified credit repair specialist here at the Credit Pros. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I'm glad you're doing good. Let's see if we can turn your day around and make it better, okay?
I hope so. Thank you.
Gia, my understanding is that you're looking to get a home or a rental, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, no worries, okay, because our partners are going to send you some housing options. While waiting for those options, we want to make sure your credit's not the reason why you get denied, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now how soon are you looking to move?
Actually, my home has already been sold. I'm trying to get in something today. I've been trying since last week, but you know how that go, and it was a holiday weekend and stuff like that. So I'm paying like in cash, and I'm trying to find, like I said, something kind of like ASAP. I need it for me and my baby and my granddaughter.
Okay. So now, what's your goals? Something big, something small?
Right now, I'm just trying to get 3 bedrooms, a room for myself, one for my daughter, and one for my granddaughter. And like I said, just somewhere I can move in that won't be giving me a hard time. I've been displaced for about almost a week or so now. Like I said, I sold my home. I'm tired. I'm kind of, you know, it's like a death or something with it. And I'm just kind of ready to just go and get my space and sit down.
All right.
Just
I understand.
Whipping and running. Yeah, I'm so exhausted.
Okay. So we're an integrated restoration company, okay? So we're by the Better Business Beers, and we've been in the business for over a decade, so we can definitely help you. Now, are you currently renting, or what's your case right now? Well, who are you staying with?
I'm
somebody?
I'm not
or?
Doing anything. I just sold my house. I'm over my grandmother's house.
All right. So now you probably need a house pretty soon. So now what's your credit score the last time you looked at it?
It was a 469 last time I looked at it, but sir, people done stole my identity, put stuff out in my fucking name. Like, these folks had her fucked up, man. And I, like, gotta work backwards with that, too. But right now, today, I really kind of don't got time. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I want to fix it, but I need somebody that's going to look past it because I need somewhere for my family to live, period.
All right. So based on what I understand, the only thing that's holding you back right now is your credit score, right? Are you currently employed?
Yes, I am, and
God, it's really
daughter,
difficult. I'm really sorry, man, but it's really difficult to hear you. I'm not sure if it's me or
it
the connection.
Hold on. It's a new phone. Hold on.
I'm starting to think it's me because I've had this issue already all morning with all my clients. I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me now? Plus, I'm a little sick, so is it better?
Oh, I can hear you now. Okay, let's see. Let's try this again. So now.
Like 3 bedroom.
Really hard.
Hold on. What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying,
hello?
Right?
Yeah, because I'm over here seeking and I'm up here trying to scream too. So now can you hear me?
Let me see. It's probably my side. It could be my.
It's great.
Well, are you? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Oh, yes,
can you
sir.
Hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, so look, this is what I'm. Okay.
Yes,
see,
sir. I'm here.
Go more with this. If you can hear me, it doesn't make sense.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and let me.
Okay.
Explain to you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So now I understand. Are you currently employed? You said yes. All right. You're trying
yes.
to move soon. You're trying to get that house for you
yes.
and your granddaughter, you said? All right, so it's
and
very important for you
yes,
and your daughter. It's very important for you to move pretty soon. So now your
yes,
credit
sir.
Score is at 469. Do you know what's affecting your credit score, like a late payment or a collection or a medical bill or a student loan that you're aware of?
When I last talked to somebody about it, somebody done sat here and put some fucking lights in my name and two companies at the same time or some old dumbass shit and some other little stuff like that. But that was the last thing that they was telling me. It was two sets of lights at the same time or something, like over $2,000.
Well, it's a good thing that you told me this because look, if anything's on there that's not supposed to be on there, it's gonna be forced to be removed, okay, with all three credit bureaus. Anything that's on there that's misleading, inaccurate, outdated, unverifiable, it's forced to be removed, okay?
Okay, I sure need y'all help with it because, like, I ain't have nothing to do with it. Okay.
Well, that's why I'm here to help you with that, okay? So don't worry, all right? I got you.
Thank you.
All right. So now, what I'm going to do next for you, I'm going to go ahead and print a soft pull of your credit summary. That way we can get an updated look at your credit score and those negative items.
Okay.
When I do this, it's going to be a courtesy pull. It isn't going to affect your credit score in any way. And we also
okay.
use special technology to protect your information, just as your bank would. All right?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Go ahead and confirm me what your first and last name had appears in your government ID.
Yes, sir. Ajia Jackson. A-J-E-E-A-H-A. Last name Jackson. J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
So it's Ajia Jackson?
Yes, sir.
So it's go ahead and provide me with your zip code too as well, please.
75216.
7526.
75216.
That's gonna be in Dallas, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and provide me with your mailing address.
4958 Hollandale. It's Hilandale Drive, Dallas, Texas.
All right, go ahead and provide me with the email too as well.
What else?
Email.
Oh, it's my full name, all lowercase letters, number6@gmail.com.
Social Security, please.
4605328.
Date of birth?
11/24/1980.
All right. So now, it is going to ask us for some security questions. Now, these questions, it is just to make sure this is your credit score, not someone else's. So if none of these questions
okay.
apply to you, it's going to be simply none of the above, all right?
Okay.
All right. So now, look. Did you get a mortgage loan in or around September 2019?
No.
Nope. Okay, none of the above. So now, did you live with any of these people in the last 10 years? Earl Barrett, Judith Ned, Olivia Betron, or Julia Cardenas?
Huh? Say that again.
Julia Cardenas, Judith Ned, Earl Barrett, or Olivia Betron? Did you live with them people in the last 10 years?
I don't know what that means.
If you haven't, none of the above, ma'am, because you don't even sound familiar to you, huh?
Yeah, none of the above for real, because I was like, huh?
I
was,
yeah, I know.
Nah, I was looking at them houses.
I heard you. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, for real.
So now please select the city that you previously lived on. Did you live on Dallas?
Yes, sir. Now somebody calling you.
How about a car loan in April 2019?
April 2019. I just got out of prison. Did I get a car? Kiki, when Antonio die? Keep running. What year Antonio died is? 20 or 19? Because I ain't getting no car on 19. I got a car the year he died, right? Okay, but I ain't getting no car on 19. No, I didn't get no car on 19. I got that car. Was it?
All right, makes sense. So now, since you didn't get a car in 2019, you're totally fine, all right? So now, I want to ask you also as well, if you had a dormant account in 2018 of February, whether it was a personal loan, an electronic appliance account, a jewelry account, or not a loan?
No.
Thank you. Man, it's pulling up your credit score. Let's see what it does. Okay, unfortunately, I'm not able to pull up your credit score. Now, this usually happens when somebody's pulled it back a couple months. But don't worry, okay, because we already identified some of those negative items that are affecting you. So I can further assist you on this, okay?
All right.
All right, so now let me let you know right now, okay? The goal here at the Credit Pros is to strengthen your credit. That way you can achieve your goals. In order for us to do that, the first thing that we're going to do for you is we'll go ahead and provide you with your own unique client portal. That's going to be an app on your phone, okay? That's where you can see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. Also see what negative items we are working on, what negative items we have removed, the different opportunities for you and your credit score, such as like your financial tools to improve your credit score. Let's talk about the tool side, okay? On the tool side of this, there you can find the Loan Wizard tool, okay? I understand right now what your goals are is to get a home, but you can also find the Loan Wizard tool there once you improve your credit score on this one, all right? I suggest you work on your credit score. That way you can get more and better options. All right, but there you can find the third-party loan companies that might be willing to work with you at a reasonable interest rate and payment option. Not only that, but you'll also be able to apply for that possible loan there from $1,000 to $100,000, depending on your credit score worthiness, okay?
Okay.
You're also going to be able to see their upfront interest rates and their payment options. That way, that if so you can see if best interest is you to get in it or not, all right? Are you with me?
Do you mean?
Okay, just to make sure.
I'm sorry. I'm listening to you, but I was talking to my daughter, so I'm going to mute it so you don't hear me. I was talking, and I didn't want you to think I was over-talking.
Oh, you're fine. Okay, as long as you're getting this information, because it's very important, all right? So now if you're just talking to someone else,
I'm
giving you the information, so now how important is it, ma'am?
It's very important. That's why I was telling her after I do it, she need to do what you're doing for me. That's what
well,
I told her.
I'm just letting you know I'm here to help you, and I'm going to do my best to help you out today, okay? So now I want you to cooperate with me that way that we can get it done, and I can inform you on everything, and you're not confused at the end of the spill or anything like that, right? After I inform you on everything.
Right. It's my fault. I just was trying to tell her she needs this, but I'm listening.
Okay, so now look, also at the same time, we don't want you in the same situation again in the future. So what we're going to do, we're going to clean up your credit score. The way we're going to be doing that is we'll be sending out target disputing letters that are going to be challenging every one of those negative items, meaning anything that you identify to us on there that's misleading, inaccurate, outdated, unverifiable, is forced to be removed with all three credit bureaus. So now we're going to help you clean up your credit score. That way, you're not in the same situation again. Because if there are things on there affecting your credit score that you didn't do right now at the moment, they need to be taken off because it's preventing you from getting what you want. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, at the same time, then what's most important to you, what you were calling about, you were trying to get into a new home, right? So now that might be out of reach to your current credit and having no down payment. And we understand your frustration, man. That's why we're very excited to have partnered up with one.
I have a down payment. I never said I didn't have a down payment.
Well, even better. Look at you. You have the down payment for your house. So now even better. You could probably get into it easier. So now they're having a list of your housing options for you. Now they just want to make sure your credit's not the reason why you get denied, okay? So now once they get to this listing of housing options, you can start working on your housing. All right? So now you have the down payment, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
Even better, okay? Even better for yourself. So there on the client portal, you have the rent-to-own program. So we just have partnered up with one of the biggest rent-to-own programs in the country that allows people who may not qualify for a traditional mortgage so they can go ahead and rent the home while they're saving up for the down payment. This way, when we are restoring your credit, you can also be searching for your home and applying for those programs, okay? At the same time, let me let you know something. All landlords right now, they're looking for a credit score around the 640. But here's the thing. They don't want no negative items, all right? The benefit of that rent-to-own, like I was telling you, is that you can get into your place to live and work on your credit score at the same time. Therefore, we're also providing with a letter of recommendation so you can prove that you are working on your credit score with a professional credit repair company. That's us, the Credit Pros, okay? And it's going to be available there in your client portal. At the same time, you did tell me you were currently employed at the moment or self-employed, you just said?
Yes, sir.
All right, so now you'll also be receiving a credit line up to $5,000. That's with the nationalcreditdirect.com. Look, it's not a credit card. You can't go to the store and buy yourself a soda pop or a bag of chips or pump some gas in your car, okay? It's not. It's a credit line up to $5,000 with the nationalcreditdirect.com. There you can purchase anything from like electronics, smartphones, TVs, jewelry, appliances, furniture, etc. So the whole purpose of the line of credit applying you with is for you to establish a good payment history month after month on the credit bureaus. There on their website, you're able to purchase anything from like electronics, smartphones, TVs, jewelry, appliances, furniture, etc. Okay? Like I was telling you, very beneficial, okay? Because every payment that you make to whatever you get, it's going to be reflected on your credit score. So what are you doing right there? You're killing two birds in one shot pretty much, right? You're getting what you want at the same time building up your credit score. All right. At the same time, don't think of this program, the payments that you make for the program, don't think it's just going nowhere, right? Now, it's also going to be reported to all three credit bureaus month after month. All right?
That's great. Yes, sir.
Here's the thing, though. It appears to them like if you were receiving a loan, even though you're not getting money from the credit pros, what it's doing for you is helping you attract the lenders and the creditors when they see that positive reporting your credit report every month and that you're also being approved. Okay? That's due to the fact that all credit scores are based on 35% of your payment history, all right?
Yes.
So now let's get to the bottom of it, see, so we can get you going on this listing of housing options, okay, get you a new place. So now, the initial for the program is going to be, it's usually $149. Today you get a $30 discount, which gets you started for $119, and then $119 month to month if you do it today. There's no long-term obligation. You're going to pay as you go for the service. It's not a contract. Once you have the credit score you want, you can go ahead and opt out.
Yes, sir. Keep running. You got money on your card right now?
Go ahead and provide me with the card number and the expiration date.
Hold on. I'm finna, can I do this? Because the card number that I'm finna have to give you, I need to go right to 7-Eleven just to put the money on so you can take it out. But if you could just, like, run it, like, in 1 hour, I'm gonna get her to give you the information. And then in, like, 1 hour, can you do it so she can have time to get the $149 on there, or however much it is, because I had a cash. I just don't.
All right,
have
so now I understand you're trying to get in for the $149, but like I said, you don't have to do it for the $149. I'm gonna give you a $30 discount. The way I can get you started for $119 instead, and it'll stay $119 okay. Month to month. All right, it's a lot cheaper. $30 cheaper. Okay. The thing is that we gotta be on the call while we do this. Are you able to go put money on your card right now when we're on the phone?
Yeah, my daughter just said she'll run and do it.
She's gonna do it. Are we able to stay on the phone when she does that?
Dang, nah, my coin out there. Yo, brother.
All right, go ahead and give me the card number. Give me the card number so I can have it ready whenever you put the money in there.
Hold on 1 second.
All right. So now once I get the card number, if you're not able to stay on the phone with me while we put the money in there, I can also have it run in 1 hour, like you said.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm right here.
Oh, okay, I just want to make sure.
Oh, well, we could just say it's Granny because she put when she don't like paying for a call.
You know what I can do for you too, as well.
What's this, sir?
Ajia.
Yes, sir.
I can go ahead and if you have $49, I can go ahead and get you started today for $49, and in 14 days schedule for the $100 to get that initial payment covered, and then your monthly fee would still be. All right, go ahead and pay with the card number.
Yeah, hold on. Go tell Granny to give you that green card because it's only for $49. Go tell Granny you need her card right there, the price of them, and you can get her that money. Hold on, my granny will do it so we won't have to go through all that.
All right.
I just
no
let
problem.
My granny see my car. And you know how you when you let your kid see your car, he's 23. He supposed to went to do one thing. He been gone for 2 hours. You know how it go.
I know exactly how that goes. As a matter of fact, I used to do that to my mom when I was younger. She sent me to the grocery store. Next thing you know, I went to the other side of town. I went to my other friend's house. I went everywhere before I came back.
Look, he left yesterday morning to go get an oil change. He came back when it was time to pick his sister from work. He garbage. But I got the card. Now I'm ready. I'm going to get him.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, I'll start calling numbers.
Go ahead and provide me the card number. I'm ready.
Okay, it's 533-2-4803-5369-5382.
All right, expiration day on that card?
10/31/24.
BB?
403.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and I'll get you started since you have the $49 on your card right now. I'll do it for $49 and then 14 days from now, I'll just schedule for that $100, all right?
I got you. I have some money on the card. I need to go to the bank. I got a lot to do. Like I said, I'm just now.
But you do have the $49 right now, right?
Yeah, this is $49 on this card. You can go ahead and charge this card. I just need to get my money on my own card.
All right. Perfect. Okay, so now let me explain to you how I'm going to do this. Okay, so now once that payment of $49 is accepted, then your second setup fee of $100 would be on April the 26th. Then your month-to-month fee of $149 will start on May the 26th. Do you have any questions for a process of payment?
No, that's fine.
I just have to go over a credit card disclosure. I'm going to need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $49 to be charged today. Standard procedure dedicated to card resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for an enrollment. We're not going to overdraft your account if funds are not available, all right?
That's fine. It's
all right, so now it's on there. I know. So now look, I'm going to send you that email. I'm going to send you that link right now so we can get this started at ahiajackson6@gmail.com, correct?
Okay. Yes.
All right. So now I'm sending it over right now, okay? So now is your credit card unlocked?
Yes, sir.
All right, here it goes. send you that link.
Yes, sir.
All right. Congratulations. Okay, we successfully enrolled you for the $49. 14 days from now, we'll be scheduled for the $100 to cover that retention fee. All right. So now, go ahead and check your email for me. See if you received the link here from the credit pros. All right.
Yeah, I did. And it said the username. That's not how my name's spelled, but that's all right, though.
No. That's not. I'm sorry. Go ahead and correct everything for me. I want you everything to be corrected for you, all right? That way we have you.
You want me to just text it back to you? Text it the way it's supposed to be? That's what I'm asking.
Okay. Not a problem.
Hold on.
So now, look. What we got to do right now is for the agreement of service. So now, you're going to be – it's a welcome link for the agreement of service. So you sign that agreement of service. Then it asks you to see if your permission is correct. Now, if anything's incorrect, go ahead and correct it for me, okay, Ahia?
Okay.
So now, I understand that I misspelled your name. How do you spell your name?
My name is spelled A-J-E-E-A-H-A.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, that's come. And you did, and you spelled it out for me. I don't know why it went back to that. I do apologize for that, okay?
Okay. You better put some shoes on because you're walking. Put some shoes on. Adrian keep calling me. I don't know why. I'm trying to take care of my business, bro. Get the fuck on. I'm trying to get my kids somewhere to study. Fuck up.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's right. That's what's more important right now.
No, for real.
So I understand. I'm with you on that. You know what? You need a place to live. It's very important
that's
to you.
Right.
I want to...
My kids 26, 24, and 23. I don't have no little kids. I got grandkids. I got real stuff to do.
All right.
Oh, bring mama some cop drops since you're going up there to Walmart. Got enough money for what you needed?
Yeah, I'm just
using it. But put it on your thing though, and then we'll figure that later. I'm gonna just keep that until I know. So, but I got something to.
Yeah, this Chris name.
It's all good. Yeah, take care of your business. Take care of your business. Got to elevate, honey. I need a little help. Shit, I'm tired. I'm tired. Please don't forgive me the cough drops. If they had an airborne one, we'd get those. But get the best. Because I need them. Don't buy no. You know what I'm saying? Give me something good. I'm worth it. That's your money right there?
Yeah.
You better stop leaving money around like that. I'm going to be acting like Granny. Take your shit. You know, Granny come here, she'll take it. I hold of it. If she see it, it's hers. So you better get your money. And you can't do nothing without this. Y'all stop buying clothes. I mean these too, because y'all don't drink these damn clothes. You see how much money that is you wasted? I love you. Yeah, it's me and my two up in here in my granny house in one room. It's driving me insane. I gotta go.
Is everything all right?
Nah. Yeah, everything got right, but there's too much togetherness for me. I'm 42 years old. I don't want to be here all day. Too close.
I understand. Don't worry. Go ahead. And let me know whenever you get to that final page where it says let's do this, because I'm going to be transferring you over to Auto Credit Advisor Ace too as well, right? So once we checked all your information and you corrected that for me, it's going to take you to the where you're going to start disputing everything. Anything that's on there that's misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable, you can start disputing it for me, please, too, as well.
Okay. Oh, Lord, now my phone's coming in. Shit. You got to give me a second. I'm doing some shit. You making me mess up. Stop calling. Shoot. I'm just pushing the greed. Okay. Next step. Okay. I see what you're talking about. I'm fixing it as we speak. I'm trying to go fast as possible. Y'all, not whoever you know. Come on, man. Please stop.
Everything going good for you? I'm still right here on the phone, okay? Just to let you know.
Yeah, I don't know what I do wrong because I'm moving too fast, but everything. No, it's right. Next. I ain't fucking, I'll just do it again. I don't know. Stop doing that, boy. Because my granny phone ain't getting my phone, ain't getting these people getting on my nerves. They start tricking me, saying I'm sick today. I got an earache, so. I ain't feeling none of this, but it got to happen.
Well, don't worry, okay? I got you on this, okay? So now we're almost done. Are you to the bottom of the page ready?
I had said yes. So what's the name? That's got me going to a next step, and it won't. I made the password. I fixed my information. I said done, and it ain't
okay. Everything's good. Congratulations once again on joining the credit pros, okay? Because we're very excited to get you on this journey for a healthier credit. Now, I'm going to be transferring you over to Auto Credit Advisor A so you can verify that we enter all your information correctly, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so congratulations to you and your kids and your grandkids and everybody else, okay? Now, you just made an investment to your financial future so you can get the things that you want. Start working on your credit score, all right? Okay. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Don't hang up for the transfer. Stay on the phone.
Yes, sir. Okay.